Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. This is another one of those fun little things that, as far as what am I learning while I'm here in the office working with the most amazing people in the world. And I was literally just talking with James Friel the other day, James P. Friel, and was talking with him about productivity and some of the things that he has this concept as far as inbox zero, where his whole idea is really to have his email inbox get to zero every day. And I've tried this thing so many different times, and sometimes I get there, sometimes I don't, but it's one of the things I really tried to focus on. Just hired a personal assistant now that's working with me, and I hired her about 3 weeks ago, and yet I'm still not using her as well as I should. And I was sitting there talking with James. I'm like, James, I'm like too busy to get things going so I can get her to help me so I don't have to do as much of the stuff I shouldn't be doing. And he's like, Dave, you got to focus on the four D's. And I'm like, what are you talking about, James? He goes, you got to focus on the four D's to becoming more productive. And I'm like, okay, so what are these four D's and how are they really going to help me? And honestly, James, the last thing I need is another system or another thing to do. I don't want to mess with that. He goes, so this is not what's going to happen, Dave. He says, we set up a Trello board already, and I have, so I run all of, if you guys don't know what I do here at ClickFunnels, I basically run all of our business development and charge of, you know, top line revenue, all that kind of fun stuff. I can do all the fun stuff. And so I've got this huge capture board on Trello, and I've got a couple different people who work with me, and yet what happens here is mine just keeps filling up and filling up and filling up, and I keep throwing more stuff on there, and nothing's happening with it. I'm going crazy. And so I'm literally just looking at this, and as far as some of the columns here, I've got things from my email, analytics and segmentation, international expansion, sales team and sponsors and events, Dream 100, our affiliate program, our integration partners, our PR, this podcast, our CPA network, solo ads, our 2-comma club, our 8-figure club, events that are happening, and just a ton of stuff that's there. And I'm like, James, I need Christine, who's my assistant now, to actually help me get through this stuff. He's like, all right, Dave. So let me just explain to you what the four D's are. And he says, the problem is, Dave, you're trying to do all of it at one time, and you're never going to be able to get that done. He says, what's happening is we're just creating this massive dam of things that eventually have to get done, and you're just becoming this fire drill guy who basically is just putting out fires all the time. I'm like, all right, so what are we going to do? And he said, so the four D's are, in fact, I wrote them in the board here. I just already forgot them. So the four D's are do, delete, defer, and delegate. And I'm like, so what are you talking about? How am I going to do this? He goes, all right, so first thing you're going to do is either start on the capture board on your Trello and decide, as you start going through each card, real quick, decide, is this something you're going to do? Is it something that you're going to delete? Is it something that you're going to defer for a later period of time? Or is this something you're going to delegate to one of your team members to help you get it done? I'm like, ah, oh, crap, James. Okay, yeah, but I need someone to, I'd love to have someone do that for me. He goes, Dave, you have to understand, as the entrepreneur, as the business owner, there are certain things that you have to do. And the things that you have to do is make the decisions on what everyone else needs to be doing. So I'm literally starting to go through this now, and this is literally my primary focus between, so today I'm recording this on Friday, and I'm spending the day today, over the weekend, and the first part of next week before I head off to PLF Live, with the intent basically of getting through as much of this as I possibly can, because I know a lot of these things I am going to end up deferring. A lot of these things I'm definitely going to delegate, but because it's that whole idea as far as this large elephant, and you can't eat the whole elephant in one bite, but you definitely can eat it one bite at a time. And so when you take a look at your list of things to do, the most important thing is, as a business owner, is you have to identify what are things that you personally yourself, you're the only person who can do it. And if that's the case, then those are the things that you need to be focusing on. The other thing is to identify what is it that is your best use of your time. What should you be doing? And then that's where you spend all your time and efforts. The next thing is a lot of things you can delete. And part of being an entrepreneur is the ability to learn to say no. And so often, it was kind of funny, I came back from Funnel Hacking Live and I had over 400 emails. And I'm like, wait a second here. I had, an email notification basically saying that, hey, I'm out of the office for the next week. I'm most likely not going to get back to stuff. And so what I decided to do is I literally said, you know, the easiest thing for me to do here is I'm just going to delete this stuff. And so I went through and I deleted like over 300 emails almost instantly. And I thought, you know what? The reason for that is because if it's really important, they're going to get back to me. And I can spend time going through all these myself, or I can just delete them. And so if you happen to have sent me an email during that period of time, I probably just deleted it because it was too much. I thought anything that's that important, someone's going to get back to me. So realize the first thing for as an entrepreneur is to identify those things that you personally need to be doing. The next thing is say no. You got to learn to say no. The hardest part as an entrepreneur is you get so many good ideas and everything's coming at you and you can't do everything. And so just get really good at saying no. The next thing is there's certain things that if you take a look at are not as time pressing as you think they are. And you just have to defer those things. Just because it's urgent to somebody else doesn't mean it has to be urgent to you. In that case, just defer it to a later time. Time has a way of solving a lot of problems anyways. And so I typically try to defer a lot of that kind of stuff. And if it's really important, again, it's going to come back to the top pretty fast. The next one is the one I'm really, really spending time trying to learn how to do better, and that's to delegate. I know as an entrepreneur, the hardest part for a lot of us is thinking that we are the only people in the world who could do just that one thing. Realize that the most important skill you can develop I always say the most important. There's like a million most importants, but one of the million most importants as an entrepreneur is the ability to delegate, to trust other people to do things for you. And so spend the time, delegate, and take as much off your plate as possible. You have a unique superpower, and that superpower needs to be what you are very best at. Spend your time focused on that and get rid of everything else. It reminds me of a story. Basically, the reason I'm in this situation is I ended up coming to the office super early this morning because I'm trying to get caught up. Yesterday, for those of you guys who know, we just basically moved into a new house, and I ended up having a ton of contracts over the house yesterday, and I thought, you know, they should be able to know what to do. The bottom line is, it's those last minute things that literally I was the person who had to make the decision on. And so I was at the house making these crazy decisions, and I'm sitting there going, why in the world I don't understand why some people can't do certain things. And it was fascinating to me because I'm sitting there going, we just spent $7,000 on this hot tub. And I'm fascinated because I'm sitting here talking to the business owner who sold me this hot tub, and he's wanting me to do all this work. And I'm sitting there going, whoa, wait a second here. The hot tub doesn't work. It's what you sold me. Just because you don't want to come out to my house to fix it doesn't mean that I should be the person doing it. It's like, no, Dave, all you have to do is just unscrew the front panel of it, go in, because basically what had happened was half the jets were working and the other half weren't. And he goes, listen, all you have to do is go in, unscrew the bolts on the screws on the front panel. You'll find a pump in there, and you just have to bleed the air out of the back ones, of pump two, and that then will go ahead and it'll start those pumps running for you. And I'm like, Jeff, I don't have the time to do this. He goes, Dave, it literally would just take you a few minutes. I'm like, Jeff, no, you don't understand. I don't have the time, nor do I want to take the time to do this. He goes, Dave, otherwise I'm going to have to charge you $59 for a service call. And I'm like, Jeff, wait, I just spent $7,000 to buy this hot tub. In addition to the fact that I spent an extra amount of money we put the hot tub on a porch on a balcony. And so I had to reinforce the balcony to put this weight of 500 gallons of water on top of the hot tub. I then had to have a crane paid to bring it and drop it onto the porch or the balcony. I said, do you understand that my time is worth more than $59? And he's like, Dave, it's just a hassle. I said, listen, this is not my problem. Do not make this my problem. This is your problem. I bought it from you. You fix it. And so sure enough, within a few minutes, I get a call from a service tech who apologizes that he didn't realize that he hadn't been out there. And so he came out complimentary, fixed the pumps, and is also coming out next week to do another service call, all complimentary. So my only reason in saying that is understand as an entrepreneur, you don't have to do everything. You have to be able to say no, and you have to be able to delegate. So Four D's to productivity. Identify the things that you should be doing and do those things. Next thing is delete as much as possible. Learn to say no. Third thing, defer. Not everything is urgent or important. And just because it's urgent and important to other people doesn't mean it's urgent and important to you. And the fourth thing is learn to delegate. That's the one thing I'm working on a lot, and I'll tell you how my progress comes as time goes on. Have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you guys soon. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode, and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it, and it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.